Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome, everybody, to the pre-game program. Pre-program. Aaron, are you still on the pre-game from last night? This girl straight off a plane from New Orleans.
That's funny.
I am in Seattle. We will get into all that later. Right now, what's important is the questions you guys submit, and we love you for it.
Yep.
So, first things first, this one's for you, sister. Watch Me Tay-Tay, which first of all is adorable, a playoff. Watch Me Nene, the first time I've ever actually understood someone's name.
I thought Tay-Tay was Taylor Swift. That's adorable.
Very cute. Aaron, how were the tunes, quote, I need this tunes in NOLA?
Amazing. And I feel like one of my best friends wrote this. I know you didn't. Maybe Jillian did, or maybe Mark Ingram or Cam Jordan, where we sat there and talked about tunes last night after the game. Tunes were fire. Naughty by Nature. I mean, it's always good in New Orleans. Really
enjoyed
it.
Do they have a DJ? So to set this up for you guys, each stadium, I get excited for, especially Aaron, having been on the road much longer than I've been. You get excited because, like, Carolina, Aaron warned me, has a great, like, the DJ there is fire. You get so excited. And that was in Philly. They were playing so much Taylor Swift when I was there for that pregame. So you get excited to go to different cities for various different reasons. Of course, teams, hotels, and the, quote, tunes in the stadium.
Tunes.
So do they have a DJ, or is it just somebody in the good old press box playing it?
I don't know if they do. And forgive me if you are the DJ there and are a Calm Down fan, because it sounds like I need to calm down and pay attention. But it's always so loud. It was different, right? Doing a preseason game there. Not as crazy as it always is in the Caesars Palace Superdome. Welcome back. But the tunes are fire. Kevin was on one last night. He was amazing. He said a couple ones that you would love. They showed Will Anderson Jr.'s mom dance, and he goes, she loves the
adorable
Naughty by Nature. And I loved him for that. And then another great one that I died for. I love a good play-by-play guy that gets a little, like, you know, subtle.
Sassy.
Yeah. We were showing highlights of D'Amico Ryans talking about why he was so pumped to come to Houston. And he said, excited, a ton of times, which I do a lot. And Kevin goes, D'Amico Ryans with the old Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell, where she's like, I'm so excited. I'm so scared. So good, Kevin.
The reference, because it's if you get it, then you get it. And we're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One time Joe Buck did one. I'll never forget. It was a 1 o'clock kick in Philly. And it just like, it's why he's so good. It came out of nowhere. He said, all right, and we are back. And to quote Tone Loke, let's do it. And they kicked the ball. It was awesome. I pissed myself.
Amazing. You know who was like that? Not in a play-by-play fashion, but Robert Flores on SportsCenter was unbelievable. Awesome. He would throw in these zingers that you're just like, if you get... So Brian McKnight, okay, we all know, R&B singer, like back at one, like the whole thing, whatever.
Yeah.
He came out, and I don't know where this cat had been in hiding. He came out with a song that was very inappropriate. Like, I don't even know how I got clearance to like make it on the radio. Out of nowhere, Flores is doing a highlight. He's like, you know, 3-2 count, bottom of the ninth. Anyone heard that new Brian McKnight song? It was so great. And you know, we know the ESPN brass was not happy about that.
Awesome.
He got called into the principal's office real quick after that one. So fun. Watch me, Tay Tay. Thank you for your submission.
So cute.
We're all out of time after that answer. Next.
Now we have an anonymous submission.
This is new here on the pregame.
Yeah,
you're allowed to submit anonymously, and we're getting some real good ones on that. Go ahead.
We are. Caught a close friend cheating on their husband. Confront it or stay quiet? I say confront it.
Confront it all day, because I think about if I'm on the other side of that and I find out later that if you knew something, and this is, I mean, I don't think there's anything specific, but like, if you know something that I should know, I would be so mad at you that you didn't tell me. Even if it hurts my feelings, even if it's something that's going to like disrupt my life, I'll be more upset and question, okay, so you're not a real friend if you don't tell me. So yes, you need to tell, because it's not your fault that this is happening. It'll be your fault if you don't say something.
Right.
Also, anonymous submission, I need more information. How did you find out? What's going on? We need a follow-up segment on all anonymous submissions, because we still need a follow-up on what happened with our last one.
I know. Can you guys just get back to us?
Are you in a relationship?
Exactly.
Next one we have got, again, I'm going to screw this up. Shamazel. Have you two ever had a disagreement?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Heated.
I think, we got fired up one time with each other. And the best part about it was the next night I had to host an event for Aaron was the recipient for the St. Jude's like incredible, like, Person of the Year Award. She was the first female to ever receive this honor for the Pat Summerall Award for St. Jude's.
Night before, and we were motherfucking each other.
Very prestigious honor. And we were going to town on each other the night before and basically unloading every thought we had on one another. And then the next night I get up and I was like, everyone, put your hands together for this very inspirational gal. But it was actually a great way to get over it, because it made me realize that our friendship was strong enough to have that conversation. And then conversely, the next night, truly like say everything that I like love about Aaron as well. So I think any good friendship or any good relationship should be able to have those kind of blow ups and then find resolution in it. So yeah, we've had him.
Oh yeah. Carol. Oh yeah. Carol Baldwin. Tips for skin breaking out with so much plane travel. I travel a lot for work too, and it kills me. Girl, I feel you. It's hard for me. Carissa really makes an effort at the airport. I just try to wear minimal makeup on a plane, because it's just like you got to give your skin a break. Now, if you have to go to a meeting, maybe you could just do a little bit and then add it in the car. I know that's a pain in the ass, but I know I look like a nightmare for my crew, especially at 5 a.m. this morning in the New Orleans airport. Whoa! Hey, God! Concealer does a lot, but I just think you need to give your skin a break. Also, too, Chris is great about taking showers 7 times a day. Maybe try to wash your face when you get to the hotel or wherever you're traveling to. Also, keep your hands away from your face when you're traveling.
Blech. So a couple things on this. It's well documented and spoken about on my end about my bouts with acne, 20 years of it, 2 decades worth of acne, divide by one. Numbers never lie. Everyone see that show? No, the numbers didn't lie. No one watched that show. Where's Michael Smith? Get off your laptop. I think this. I used to. Everyone, grab a mitt, because the balls are flying. I didn't need balls flying at my face. What was that from? What is that from? Clueless.
Yes.
I don't want balls flying. It's a very expensive designer. Good. It's a liar. Good, good. So back to the originally scheduled program and answer to the question. I used to want to be cute all the time. Like, I'm going to put on heels and walk through the airport and be adorable. And like, I just did an interview, so I have a full face of makeup. This face would have went to the airport in this, because I was trying to be adorable and look for my soulmate. Now this gets scrubbed off as soon as this podcast is over. Full on serum slathered on the face and comfortable clothes. So to Aaron's point, it's time. It's time to relinquish. And also, I feel like I look older with a lot of makeup on. So I'm getting into the less is more and probably should have done it like 10 years ago. So
oh my God. On our full length podcast that is released on Thursdays, for those of you that need a schedule,
album drop,
I want to discuss shorts on a plane.
Not to be confused with snakes on a plane.
Writing it down.
Shorts on a plane.
I can't.
Ew. Because you got that voice note I left you when we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Put some clothes on.
Put some clothes on right now.
Okay. Put some clothes on.
Carol Baldwin tips. Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
I'm following along. Jill Hand, what is the hardest part of your job? Go 40.
This is it. The next day, 4:30 wake up, 6:30 flight home. Yeah, slept 3.5 hours on the plane with my neck all jacked up, but now trying to function and you feel like shit all day. Well, I only have 2 days at home. Well, I really have a day and a half before I have to go back on the road. So this is kind of it. You know, somebody asked me, are you going to take a nap? Nap?
Nap. You're tired. You take a nap. You don't move to Napa. Is Mac taking a nap right now? I missed a baby.
He is taking a nap. It was nice to come home and see him. This was my first time away. We can talk about that on the full length, writing it down.
We're going to, because that was one of my questions to you that I was thinking about you this morning, where what a crazy journey of like the 20 years you've worked in the industry, 25 years, whatever number we're at, that this is the first time you're going to come home to a smush face. So I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that and everything else in between. Okay. Last question is, yay, Tay. Are you fans of Miley Cyrus? I am a fan. I don't want to say, like, I'm not a fan of Miley Cyrus. I don't know a ton of her music. I know it when Aaron starts singing it, or the one from the photo shoot that you were like really into. I remember you were sitting down for a DK Metcalf interview. It was years ago. And it was like this hot song. And she was like listening to it on repeat and ended up using it in the feature and the whole thing. I like anyone that's authentic. And so she falls under that category. She's unapologetic. She's had a lot of different versions of herself. And I like someone that can also write a song that gets back at their ex. So flowers to you.
I can't be changed. That's so long ago. I like her. Yeah, she's good. I can't imagine not having a relationship with Liam Hemsworth not work out. I would have done anything for that to work out. Not say to be with him, but I would do anything,
for love. But I won't do that.
What won't he do?
Remember that video?
What won't he do?
I don't know, but that video was unbelievable on the motorcycle and the hair flying back.
But what will he not do?
I'll tell you what we're not going to do. Keep going on in this pregame, because we've got a lot more material where this is coming from. Grab your coffee, cocktail. Stay with us. The Full Length Podcast is this Thursday. And Aaron is straight off the road and has stories already. I am on the road and the flight's been canceled, makeup intact. And I did something in an interview that I've never done before. That's a tease in the biz. Stay with
us. And she's on one right now. Sure. And she is sassy pants.
And in one. Mm-hmm.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are we on? Let's just say this is our pregame. Welcome to the pregame, guys. Welcome. Calm down. We were just discussing when we came on air. You heard me. We're live. When we came on air, what our mothers would call.
For 98.7 Sports Talk Radio,
hey.
When we came live on air, we take callers all day, every day.
I-95 is jammed. We suggest you look into I-75. What was I going to say?
Alternative
we were
route.
Talking about what our mothers would call it when our dads would excuse themselves and go use the restroom. My dad, avid Boston Red Sox fan, would call it, "Dad's gone to go think about the Red Sox." Would your mom say anything, or your dad's just in the bathroom?
No, and the impetus of this conversation was because last week Aaron said, when I was reading the paper, I'm like, you're not reading the paper. You're reading your phone is what, or your iPad is what you're reading. But I said, what was it back in the day that dads would always grab the sports pages and be in the bathroom for hours on end? It's like blowing out the place and it's like light a candle. Doesn't happen anymore. Those were the good old days, you know? Welcome to the podcast, the pregame, that is, for those of you new to the segment, because you saw our critically acclaimed five top rookies and decided to tune in for the first time.
Hey,
this is where we answer your guys's questions, and we appreciate all of you that submit. Remember, you can submit anonymously if you don't want to be linked to us or this podcast.
Boo.
Go, girl.
I actually want to send one in anonymously. Oh. Have we talked about
that? Jesus.
No, it's for something that's going on in our friend group, but it's for one of my friends.
Now you're giving it away.
I want to send it in. I asked Jared about it, and he goes, "Don't do it."
You're ridiculous. You want to send it in anonymously, but you just told on yourself. Can't wait to read that anonymous question. God, do you want to also include her name starts with a C and ends with an A?
No.
Anyways.
It's not this friend group. It's another friend group.
I don't have any other friends, so this is the only group I got.
Which first means question, you wouldn't know anonymous. How to answer this question from anonymous. Tips to meet friends in a new city. We don't have
that's,
any.
I do need the, well, I need the answer to this question. Here, I'll say this. I've moved a lot. Tips to me, I would always.
Move on.
Always. I'm a gal that loves to saddle up and eat dinner at a bar. So I think that's always a good way to meet people and talk to people, because usually people that sit at a bar aren't sitting or usually sitting alone, or there's only a couple of them. That's why you're not sitting at a table. So
I'm into going to the bar alone, like especially on the road. If I have to get work done, I like it.
Me too. I got no problem with that. But it's a very social place, a water cooler with a stool or a counter, whatever stool, if you will. So what else? To meet friends in a new city. I think it's cool to, I've never done this, but I've heard about people that do this, like joining a softball team or a soccer team or different things like that. And I think New York has a pretty good, like older, you know, like crowd kind of vibe in that way.
Workout classes are good sometimes too. You catch somebody's eye in class and be like, maybe she thinks I'm really good at doing this like whole like set or this whole. I do. I want people around me to think I'm good and not bad. So I feel like it's a lot of pressure sometimes.
That's good motivation that you're doing it for the gals or guys in class to catch their eye. You know what I mean?
Andrew Key,
Anna Marie.
Oh, go ahead.
Jesus.
What was that, Tourette's? Anna Marie Ganey, do y'all wish you could switch places? You're adorable with the y'alls. This is, I say y'all, and I have no business saying y'all. I never lived in the South.
Hey, y'all.
I lived in Tennessee for about 5 seconds, and that's not even like the real South. Probably offended everyone in Tennessee, but you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
You say y'all. You have every right to say that.
Yeah, but our friends at Stafford say y'all, so we got it from them, so it's fine.
I just love when those girls say yes, ma'am.
Yes,
or,
ma'am.
You know, so sweet. Or, mm-hmm, no, mm-hmm. sir.
Switching places.
Y'all wish you could switch places.
I want to talk about this on the big show because I got to visit you guys in the studio again this week. It was so much fun. There's so many stories to tell about it. Yes, certain things I wish I could do in studio. You never are affected. Like this week in Cleveland, it's supposed to be 50 to 60 chance of rain. Like, shit. Like, that just ruins the whole, like, fucking 4 hours for me. But I can't walk around in those heels. As you saw me, I was totally barefoot in the studio yesterday because I can't do it. But the camaraderie is so much fun. It's a great scene. Like, it's just, but it's so exhausting.
Do you want me to correct you on the camaraderie? Or
what
do
is
you
it?
Want to go ahead and say,
how do you say,
it again?
How do you say it?
No, try it.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Oh!
But it's okay. We'll get a charcuterie board later.
How did the Jets player say it?
Charcuterie
board?
No, it's well, that's different. Yeah. Anyways, it was so bad, but it was so great at the same time. Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Alvin Kamara, and that's, I got to get Alvin Kamara on line one because
I love him.
Now I'm all messed up. I've been saying Alvin Kamara for the last few years, but now I heard it's Mara. And then it's like, is it Devon Achain or Achan? There's a lot of things. Is it Rihanna or Rihanna? I want to know. I want to get to the bottom of all of this, but we only have so much time here in the pregame. Mm-hmm. What's my name? There you go. Good job, Aaron. That's good. Good.
Camaraderie. Hey, hello.
Okay. Tyler Millett, do you see yourself ever coaching your child's sports teams? Well, I'm never having children. So let's direct this question to Mac Rogerstoll's mother.
Coach, no. Attend, yes. Probably daddy will coach his sports teams, but
that's so cute.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be really good.
Can you imagine you as the coach out there? You'd start yelling at the kid and then be in trouble from like one of the 12 parents. You're like, well, your kid's a loser, so he shouldn't be on this
team. He has no camaraderie. He wouldn't know camaraderie if it bit him in the face. Next.
You go, you're up.
Book and French. Best book you've ever read, Babysitter's Club.
You forgot the R. Brooke and French. Oh. Best book you've ever read? Best book you've... No, we haven't been drinking, but it feels like it. We're going to be drinking later.
Pet Sematary or Salem's Lot. So good.
You want to include James and the Giant Peach? What reading list are you on? Third grade?
No,
hey,
it's
that's
Stephen
actually,
King.
Oh my God, John Grisham was sold out? You had to go to Stephen King? Oh my God. I'll tell you how I got the job at ESPN. It was because of the last book I read.
War and Peace.
And I'm going to tell that story. No, it was Anna Karenina, big Tolstoy fan. I read a book that was way above my pay grade and intellect. And I don't know why I read it, probably to try to sound smarter. And it had just so happened that I finished reading it. So I walked into one of the patriarchs of the ESPN establishment, John
Who?
Walsh.
Oh.
And he was an avid reader. And one of his questions, unbeknownst to me, what was the last book you read? And I had an answer that got me the job. So I'll tell that story on the big show because it's actually a good lesson for all you kids out there. All of you that are listening. Not my kids. Last question, girl. What do we got?
Mac with a K, Morgan 38. How many dates before going exclusive is discussed?
Ooh, I like this one. I like this question.
I feel like
I
the second
know.
You start exclusive means you're going to have no more dates because they're going to run for the hills. Beverly
That's
Hills.
That's true. That's true. But this is so interesting. I'm someone that clearly track record would support falls in love and very quickly because I love. But I don't know. I think that it's tough. It's if you guys both are feeling it, like be exclusive. But that's a tough conversation to have because it depends on the age. It depends on the circumstances. I don't have a definitive answer for that, but I would say go off of feeling. And if I don't know. What's a good way to throw it out there? You can't be like,
what are we
are
doing?
I mean, that's just, yeah. Oh,
what
Jesus.
What are we doing here?
Where's the white flag? Abort mission on that one. You can't ask those questions. I say it's a feeling. Oh, what a feeling.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Watch out. All right. We have a lot to discuss on the big show. Yep. For those of you guys that are new to the program, Aaron referred to it 1 week and it has stuck. So Thursday, our big show episode will come out. We got to talk about week five. We got to talk about Aaron's home game, all the things that happened in studio, the fun that was had.
Having dinner with Big Poppy and Derek Jeter. Come on
now. She had
a
dinner. I mean, not to be confused with the Last Supper, but lots to discuss. Join us then. Remember, submit all questions, comments, and concern to the Calm Down podcast. We appreciate you guys caring. And I can't wait for Aaron's not anonymous question next week.
I can't wait for your concern to be how I pronounce words. Camaraderie, line one.
You're doing great, sweet.
Thank God I never said that on air. Well, I did.
But give it a whirl. See how it goes.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. This is the pregame portion of your program, as I initial these things. You guys writing questions, comments, and concerns. Remember, you can do them anonymously, which I like. Maybe I'll start submitting questions anonymously. You won't know it's me. I don't know. See what happens.
You stole Aaron that Andrews. From me. I told you I had a question I wanted answered.
Oh, remember? I didn't steal anything from you.
And but that you never one even took a turn.
I was going to say, you never submitted that because there was definitely more questions than answers in that situation offline.
Terrible.
All right, you guys. First things first. Oh, this is cute.
Yeah.
AK801, favorite board game. My favorite board game is Clue. It always has been.
Ooh.
I still have a dream. Oh, okay. Well, then you won't be coming to the Clue party that
no,
I want.
No, go ahead.
Because what I want.
I just am not good at it.
Okay. Well, what I've always wanted to do is have a Clue party in real life, and everyone dresses up as one of the characters, Colonel Mustard, Mrs. Plum, Mrs. Scarlet, Mrs. White, whatever. And then you have a murder mystery party. I think it would be so fun. I love this game, although I was always perturbed that you had to have at least three players because no one ever wanted to play. Clearly, you won't be playing with me. So three players, loved it. Second runner up is Chutes and Ladders. Go.
I was going to say Chutes and Ladders, but I have a question. In Clue, there's a character named Colonel Mustard.
Yes, he is as you can assume, the mustard color of the little peas. Yes. Yes. Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the wrench. Classic character.
What's a conservatory?
Okay, she's not playing. Conservatory is one of the rooms where you can. Do you know what a wrench is? I'm going to throw a wrench.
Yeah, but I don't know what a conservatory is. Is that where nuns are?
No, that's a convent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm fresh off a flight from Philadelphia.
She is. And we will talk about that on our full length podcast. This one had the game of the year last year, and there were fights and all sorts of things.
You put really your finger out of my face. Get your feet.
With no, a slick back pony.
Well, it's slick back because it still looks like crap from yesterday where it was raining and misting the whole time. And I just clearly said, you know what? The fact we don't have hair out on the road, this is exactly why. Because this hair looks crazy.
Well, I'm going to save this for the full length podcast because you also don't realize that the second that your camera goes up, we hear everything and see everything you do. So when you were like, I look like a wet dog, this is crazy. There was like a million things I wanted to text you, but you were going to go into your hit. So I was like, I'm just going to lay out on this one.
I said, looked crazy.
The comedy is in the shit that you say before. Sometimes during yesterday, which by the way, Cherry's like, oh, you've got jokes. I like the theatrics. And I'm like, no, that's just Aaron doing a report like a normal person and having personality. Okay, I digress.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this on the full-length
podcast. Being at the game 7 hours before I needed to. We'll talk about that. I'm writing it down. Being at the game 7 hours before I need to. Uh-huh. Okay, Anonymous. We love Anonymous. Keep them coming. We won't say who you are because we don't know. It's Anonymous. My best friends and I hate one of our friends' boyfriends. Ooh, he can't hold a job, very negative and picky, and even got them to spend thousands on a dog that he takes no part of. We've noticed he influences her to make bad financial decisions, even though she used to be very financially smart. They've been dating for about 5 years. Should we talk to her? Yes.
Was this an old submission by you from previous boyfriends of mine? Because there's a lot of boxes that were checked off here of various people in my past.
Why was it taking you 5 years to talk to her? That's crazy. And I'm sure she probably knows you don't like him anyways. What's wrong with her? Doesn't she want to save her money? Financial decisions. Does he have a job? Oh, no, he can't hold a job. Yes, I think you bring it up to her. This is crazy.
I'm going to talk to you, Ms. Anonymous, from Expand and grab some hummus because this is going to be a minute. I have been on this side of it. And my lovely co-host and girlfriend, Erin, on the side, told me a lot of things about my previous situations and brought to light things that I did not want to see. I chose to ignore, even if I knew they were there. She put a spotlight on them all. And as hard as it is to hear it, especially from the people that you love, they are saying it because they love you and they want the best for you. So I think you're doing your friend a complete disservice by not being totally honest with her about this. And especially if she keeps complaining about the same thing over and over again. I'm going through this with some friends right now where it's like, I hear the same thing over and over again. And finally, I'm like, change it, because I'm someone who, if there's a problem.
Seriously, you are? You haven't told me this.
I know, because you've been busy.
That's an anonymous submission. Oh, no, I'm having a midlife crisis. We'll talk about that in the big show.
We'll talk about all.
Really?
Things. Yeah, because it's like, I'm someone who will have, I'll give you a lot of runway. But then once we're off that runway, it's the end of a cliff. And I can't keep endorsing or supporting the same narrative. I've read the same chapter of your book over and over and over again, and I'm bored. I'm putting the book down, and you come back to me when you want to write the next chapter, because this is boring, and I just want my friends to be happy. So unless you want to make a change, and I'm saying this to the anonymous friend or the friends that I have, that unless you want to make a change, like, then it's going to be the same shit over and over again. So
I will say this.
Long-winded answer, but
I'm not sticking up for your anonymous friend, which I can't wait till your anonymous friend submits a question to us about you. I had this friend and she hosts a podcast and now she just talks about me publicly. Oh, nice to hear from you, Anonymous. I want to bring up one thing that you said to me about when I, you know, approached you about what was happening in your life. I thought it was really interesting. You said, I always knew it, but I just didn't want to put that attention, that kind of, I didn't want to face it because I had failed before in another marriage. And as simple as that sounds, I fucking got it. And I felt bad that I didn't see it that way. But then I was like, all right, come on, we got to get out of this. Like, this is so unhealthy.
No, you were my harshest critic. And I say this because in life, you are my harshest friend. And you have also, and that's a good thing, because you will tell me truths that a lot of people are probably afraid to say, or don't want to hurt my feelings, or don't want to, you know, whatever, put that on me. But you have also pushed me to make the best decisions in my life because of your honesty. So it'll make me emotional thinking about it. But like, if I don't get that from you, then I really don't get it from a lot of people, because it's, you just put, you
know,
we
all have our friends that do that. Yeah.
You, and you are. Yep. And so it's the best and the worst thing in the moment, because you're like, fuck, she's right. But a really good friend will say things that you don't always want to hear, but you need to hear. So to Miss Anonymous.
Well, I need to hear who you're talking about, but we won't, because that person's anonymous.
Oh, so. My God.
Like, probably listening.
Probably not.
Anyways.
Okay. But yes, go ahead and tell your friend. If you're a real friend, and by the way, and I will say this too, because this is the last part on this, and I could do a whole podcast just on friends and this very topic. Oh, time's up. I would say be prepared for her to get mad. And if it hurts your friendship, then you probably didn't have the friendship that you thought that you had. And that's where you kind of need to be like, all right, I'm willing to like lose this person as a friend, or lose the, like, you know, closeness of the friendship if she can't handle it, because that's just what comes with the territory. Okay, girl. Ugh. Come to us for all your problems.
So we're really light calmed down today, you know?
Ugh. Okay. Morg Fielder. Oh, this is great. Yep. This is for you, sister. Expecting my first baby in 8 weeks and freaking out. Tips for newborn live, my mommy.
You should be. You should be. This is the wrong week to ask me. I'll preview it for the big show. I had my first big, like, panic, anxiety, chest pains, like, week, and just tough.
Oh, no. You're 6 months in. Good for you.
Yeah. Enjoy these next 8 weeks, because after your kid comes, it's never going to be the same. Make sure you've got everything done on your checklist. Make sure you have everybody in order that you want coming and helping you out, because I obviously didn't physically have my baby, but once your baby comes there, your world is upside down. So just make sure you get your plans in order now and enjoy the QT time with your partner, because it's over. Yeah. It must have been love, but it's all. Jared, that's a dedication to you. No, we're not getting divorced. Everyone relax. Here we go. Here's my ring.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus. This is a time I need to put on a calm down sweatshirt. Okay. Next question. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Knitter Beth 509. Travis and Taylor are still loving it or over it? I love it. I still love it.
I gotta
be honest. I am really into this song right now. Like, I think about it when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Let's fast forward to 300 days later.
Is it over now? Jillian Gregory, our resident makeup artist, had a great song. Hey, why didn't that song slap when she first released it? Like, it slaps now. Why is it so popular now?
Slaps?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, I don't know any of the verbiage.
But I'm into them still. Do your thing, guys.
I will tell you this right now. Here's a fun fact. And no, this isn't a plug for the podcast, but probably about the last 3 weeks, I have listened to You Need to Calm Down on my way into work in the morning at 4:30 a.m. because it just puts me in the right headspace where she's like, it's 7 a.m. Like,
you're being so loud.
I'm like, this is how I have felt about everyone in life. And I'm like, it is too early. It is too much. If you don't like it, just leave me alone and calm the fuck down. So, I blast that thing going down Pico Boulevard with my coffee, and it starts my day off right. And I whip on into that Fox lot, and I am just as happy as can be knowing that she has set the literal background and soundtrack to my life.
And listen, I know we're going over, but I got a little intel this weekend from some wags out in Philly. Not wags, Eagles. And I'm not saying they're 49ers wags. I'm not going to tell you who they are.
But
some wags. NFL wags. Yep. No, they're NFL. Mm. And somebody asked in front of me if what the gals on their team thought. And they were like, love it. Adorable. Yeah. And they were like, you know why? Because that's a man. And she's with men. Ooh, here's a good one. Here's a good take from an NFL wag, which I loved. She said this: for the first time publicly, it seems like she's with a guy that's not like, oh yeah, I'm with Taylor. Don't take my picture. I'm at the concert. She's with a guy that's like
Wall Street Journal.
Yeah,
I'm into it all.
I do too. Yeah. Into it all. Mm-hmm. Mention it all.
And speaking of mentioning, we've got a lot to mention, discuss, and break down on the Full Length Podcast. I have a feeling, and I get a good feeling about something. You're not going to want to miss this one. We have a lot to discuss.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.